editing adventure.
It's going to be 5 minutes long.
It's a lot of editing.
Our adventure has ended, but Jason's has just begun.
The human adventure is just beginning.
Benda. Yeah. It's a good thing. You've got plenty of time. You've got episodes banked, you're saying.
That's, so this, oh, yeah.
You could literally spend the next bury this 3 months of your life. Yeah.
I got weeks to dig the hole for this one to bury
Jason, in. I'm sorry, but it's not my fault. It was these other people.
I think it's a good 5 minutes.
Okay,
here.
No, I blame. Who do I blame?
Glenn. It's not my fault this time, for Christ's sake.
You know, mazes are hard in text adventures.
How was there only 4 fucking jungle
Monty,
squares?
Monty, do you want to explain it? Because I think you figured it out the first.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are only 4, and they're in a square. Yeah. The plane crashes to the west of the bottom row, and on the one to the east of that, the gorge is east, and the village is south. And if you go any direction that doesn't have an exit, you just end up in the same square.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Brian, have you played text adventures in the past? Because that's kind of, you have to have that knowledge, I think, to understand.
I have, but I was making a map of what was happening as we went north, south, east, west, and I actually had these things. And as we went into one that I thought was a jungle square, it was like, oh, now you're in the village. I was like, wait, what? Really? How does that work with what we see?
Wait, so okay, so it's,
you literally have to look at your compass every step.
Yeah, well, that was the thing.
You've got everything mapped out.
Yeah, until you have those things. There are only 4 squares.
We kept moving without looking at the compass each time,
do a lot of that. I mean, for example, at one point you were just kept going north, and like you could go north infinitely, but you weren't getting anywhere, right?
That's what I thought. Like, I was expecting us to go north and eventually hit something, either an edge or a gorge or something. No,
it folds back until you know the directions. You have to know the directions for each jungle square. Once you have them and you have your map, then you have to look at the map to go to the directions because you don't need to look at the compass anymore. Otherwise, it infinitely scrolls, essentially.
Yeah. If you're in
good times.
Listen to Glenn adventure-splaining like he knows what the hell's going on.
Listen. I found the bit of fluff in the pocket in Hitchhiker's Guide. So
he roomed with a guy whose uncle was a jungle.
Wow,
you know that just shocks the monkey, Steve.
He knew this mailman who had a mischievous monkey.
I refuse to accept responsibility.
I mean, it's hard. It's distributed.
I think that was a group ruining. Frankly,
yes. Thank you.
It is always weird also what people fixate on, for example, Zippo lighters.
Or bird's nests.
The bird's nest.
Well, a bird's nest makes a perfect torch.
Bird's nest.
For dark caves.
You know, tigers aren't afraid of the light.
But it was a dark cave. Perhaps if we had entered and found some means to attack the tiger.
Could have hit it with the rifle.
Well, the rifle was a huge thing that we did, we could just completely miss from the beginning.
Yeah, that was pretty cool that we landed in a jungle where the backwards natives all understood what a rifle was, even without being shown.
Yeah, this is a little appropriative. Racist.
And problematic jungle!
It was problematic in the jungle!
Outdated character stereotypes.
But they're impressed by an unloaded rifle, but they're not impressed by my Zippo lighter?
No, they got bullets. They got bullets from the last guy they ate.
They should be impressed crash that happened 20 feet away.
Wah, wah, wah.
Or Evelyn Waugh, I should say.
Well, I have learned that explaining the game we just played doesn't make it any better.
Jason, you're actually asking us for our files? Like
you would think as somebody who's DM'd us for about 30 years, you would have already understand that.
Well, this is why we don't end Total Party Kill with an explanation of what has just happened. We just end with shame and silence.
Asshole.
Whoa,
hey,
whoa, whoa.
Who'd you call what? Look, compass.
You look at the compass and realize probably the only reasonable directions would be to head north, east, or west. Brian.
North.
Charting now.
You are lost in the deep dark jungle. Exits are unknown.
You just said.
Nope.
Scott.
Look, compass.
You look at the compass and decide the only reasonable directions to head would be south or east.
Mm-hmm.
Steve.
Go east.
You're lost in the deep dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Jason.
Look, compass.
You look at the compass and realize the only reasonable directions to head would be south and west.
South.
You're lost in the deep dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Dan.
West.
You're lost in the deep dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Monty.
Look, compass.
You look at the compass and realize that south would not be a useful direction ahead. The other directions seem great.
Mix it up. Nice.
Glenn.
North.
What? Oh, no.
You are lost. In the deep, dark jungle, exits are unknown. Brian.
Light Zippo.
It works. Scott.
Look, compass.
You look at the compass and realize the only good directions ahead would be south, or east.
South, east.
Yep, Steve.
East.
Oh, God. You look at the deep, dark jungle.
Killing me, people.
Exits are unknown.
What are we trying to do?
Jason.
There are edges to this.
South.
There are, but they're not.
Yes, it all makes sense.
I mean, we're trying to have an adventure in the jungle, right?
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Uncle, uncle, uncle. Exits are unknown. I think it's David's turn.
East.
What?
You stand on the edge of a gorge. There is a rope bridge here. Exits are east, west, and south.
So he thought, thinking aloud to himself, this is probably the easternmost edge of the jungle. We should probably see what's on the westernmost edge of the jungle.
You think?
Go west.
You are lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Monty.
Look, compass.
You look at the compass and realize that south would not be a productive direction to head in. And I'll even tell you that west seems to lead right back to the edge to the plane crash. David.
North?
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits, they're unknown. Dan Morin.
Look, compass.
You look at the compass and realize the only useful directions ahead in the jungle would be south or east. Monty.
East.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Glenn.
Look, compass.
You realize the only useful directions would be to head south or west. Brian.
South.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown.
Of course we are. God damn.
Scott.
Look, compass.
You realize that you could probably head almost any direction from here, and to your east is the gorge, to the south is the native village. North and west lead back into that jungle. Steve.
Let's go north.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown.
North.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. David.
North.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Dan.
Look, compass.
You realize the only useful directions would be to head south or west. Monty. Monty.
South.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Glenn.
Look, compass.
You realize that the way east leads to the gorge, south the native village, north to the jungle, and west into the jungle.
Oh, my God.
Brian.
Zippo.
North.
You know, my mother-in-law grew up in the town where Zippo's are still manufactured.
There is no Glenning in this universe, Glenn.
It's, examine Glenning.
It's a beautiful old town called Bradford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. It's not even your turn. Brian, what did you say? North?
I said north.
Okay. You're lost in the deep.
She has an array of very nice-looking Zippo letters.
2 minutes and 50 seconds. Sky.
West.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Steve.
Look, compass.
You realize the only useful direction to head would be east or south. Jason.
East.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. David.
East.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Dan.
You gotta look at the compass. East.
Look, compass.
You realize the only useful directions would be south or west. Monty.
South.
You're lost in the deep, dark jungle. Exits are unknown. Glenn.
Look, compass.
East leads to the gorge, south leads to the native village, north and west back into the jungle.
Guys, the directions don't
nobody
change.
Else is mapping.
Monty?
No, but you get lost in the jungle.
Can it just be always Monty's turn? No, Brian.
No, it's Glenn's turn.
Nope, I just went.
No,
it's
just
Glenn's turn.
No.
Insert quarter.
Go east.
You are on the edge of a gorge. There is a rope bridge here. It looks kind of rickety. Exits are east, west, and south. Scott.
Examine bridge.
It's extremely rickety. You're not sure if it would support your weight. It creaks in the wind.
Load pistol.
Steve.
South.
You arrive at the cool pool. It is lush. Jason.
Look, pool.
It's brimming with snakes. But it looks quite cool. David.
Light Zippo.
It works. Dan.
Look compass.
I mean, you're not really lost here. The exits are north.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Money.
Right. Yep.
Get snake.
That seems like a really bad idea. The snake bites you and you die. Thank you for playing Jungle.
No, we didn't die. We didn't die. We can't get snakes here, right? We can't get snakes if we're not in the pool. Please.
We tried to get one. But if we want to get that egg back because somebody ate it.
Yeah, somebody ate the egg. Well, we all ate the egg, Monty, really, if you think about
it. We have roughly 30 seconds to finish this thing, so let's restore.
Let me just... all right. There is a question here of...
Enter cave.
So this answers the question, what happens if we just throw a podcast away and don't actually publish it because nothing happened?
Does it?
Okay,
that was always
going to
be a risk,
fun.
Guys.
So, yeah, you are at less than a minute left. I guess the question is, do we want to call it and say that you failed to finish the game in the game time or keep doing something? I don't know.
I kind of feel like maybe if this is going to be salvaged at all and some of this stuff could be taken out, perhaps, because, mm-hmm. I mean, not that it isn't gold, but it's not gold. perhaps there's something we could type that would give us a hint about what we are missing.
Sure. All right. So do we want to say
what we're missing is nobody's mapping except apparently me and Monty.
I have a map going.
It's not making sense.
I think you have to do the compass at every turn is the problem.
Yes.
Until it's mapped.
There are actually, if you've mapped it. I mean,
only four jungle squares. Yeah, we have looked at the compass multiple times in each of them.
Yes. It's finite. It's totally finite. I think the problem is we don't know what action we are supposed to take.
Yes. Well, if you exit out places. An exit that is not an approved exit, you end up back in the square you're at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fudge. Let me swear.
That's
just how
we
this
kept,
out.
That's how we kept ending up back in the planes crash square.
Well, this is an awful game.
Is it an awful game or is it awful players?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to have any other strategy discussion?
Shut down computer.
Oh, yeah. No. I use that to breathe.
Pull a cord. I feel like... The cooked egg is useful for something. I don't know where to put it, but there's only like three places we can go with it anyway.
We need to get something.
We haven't found. There are some rooms out on the fringes of the jungle here. We haven't found.
I feel like we're supposed to take the fire.
I will give you up to three hits.
I thought we had to steal a spear.
I will give you up to three hits.
Okay, how about all three? How about three hints then?
Okay,
I choose three.
You think we're gonna need one later? Maybe.
Well, I think you might need one later. So I'll give you. Here's hint one. You never search the wreckage of the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait.
No, we looked inside the plane. We didn't look outside the plane. We got out of the plane. We didn't look.
There's smoking wreckage, yeah.
I did describe the smoking wreckage the plane. Multiple times.
You did?
Oh, I did. So that's your hint.
The wreckage has a gun. Shoot everyone.
We just took it as a given when we were inside the plane that there was only a backpack there, but we did not examine.
Do you want to restart the game and see how you can do on a speed run?
Yeah. Restart game.
Okay. Jason, is
no
that okay?
No Zippo lighting. Yes.
Should I set a new timer counting down from something, or do we just go?
I think we should just go.
Okay.
Jungle Adventure!